You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Nutrition advice conflicts are so frustrating. We're always searching for the truth and it doesn't always match up. Well, here to help us debunk five, you're going to be surprised to find out which ones they are, nutrition rules, is the Nutrition Voice of Authority. That's my name for her. She's amazing. Dietitian Elizabeth Ward. She's author of five books, writer for many publications, a noted speaker, and a mom of three. She does it all. Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with us. I can't wait.
Thank you for having me. I love to debunk myths.
Well, you've got five that are going to make people's heads spin. So let's get started with the first. What one should we pay attention to today?
Well, I think, you know, one of the main ones that I like to debunk is about colorful fruits and vegetables. There's so much made about eating the rainbow, you know, because because colorful fruits and vegetables have a lot of nutrients in them. However, you shortchange the white fruits and vegetables when you live by that rule only.
Wait, you're just telling me not to put all these colorful fruits and vegetables on a plate when that's what I've been telling everybody else, right? No, I hear you.
I didn't say don't put the most colorful ones on, but I did say don't forget about the white, brown, and tan ones. Things like mushrooms, the cauliflower, bananas, even white potatoes. Yes, white potatoes. Are just as nutrition-worthy as the other ones, as the broccoli and the carrots and the sweet potato. And, you know, I think what bogs us down here is that, you know, most of us fall way short on fruits and vegetables, and now we're panicked about which colors to eat. I mean, it doesn't really make sense. So I think we need to stop shaming, you know, the white vegetables and the tan, and just pile half of our plate with the fruits and vegetables that we love, you know, at every meal.
That's so down my alley, because I have thought about that so many times. And what about onions and garlic, by the way?
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Let's not
onions
forget
and
them.
Garlic. Oh, I can't say enough about them. I mean, they're so good for you.
All right, so we have to get all five in. So I'm going to move you on to number two.
Breakfast. You need to eat breakfast every day to control your weight. There really is no research to back this up. However, I'm still a big proponent of breakfast, but the science says that skipping breakfast probably won't cause weight gain or prevent weight loss, because it's really all about the calorie budget throughout the day that you have to stick to. If you don't like to eat right when you get up, fine, but I think you should eat something before that midday meal. So, you know, have a yogurt or something small when you're at home, and then have some fruit and some whole grains, you know, when you get to the office or later in the morning. I really do think you should have some food, because I think if you skip a meal, you skip an opportunity for nutrition, but it doesn't mean that you will automatically lose weight because you started eating breakfast.
There you go. And I think that's the key. I love this one, because you're right. So many people say, oh, you don't eat breakfast, that's why you can't lose weight, but no research to back that up. Of course, we should all be eating breakfast. It's an opportunity to get more nutrients in, but that's not going to break your scale here. It's really, there's so many other things involved. Another one, the third one, is a good one. You say shop only the perimeter of the grocery store.
Yeah,
is that good advice or bad advice?
Really gets my goat, and it probably gets a lot of
advice.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, the outer parts of the store, absolutely. They have a lot of nutritious foods. You know, the fish counter, the fresh meat counter, the produce section, the dairy case. But the aisles, you know, they have most of the healthy options in the whole store. You know, they've got the whole grain cereal, the whole grain pastas, the canned seafood and beans, the jars of fruit packed in their oranges. I couldn't live if I didn't shop, you know, up and down the aisles. So the other thing I want to remind people about is that the bakery is on the perimeter as well. Don't shop hungry. Because if you get to the perimeter, you know, you get to the bakery, which is like the last thing you get to pretty much, I know, in my store, before you check out,
oh, mine's
you know,
first.
You might be grabbing a cookie or two.
It's the first in my store. In most stores I go in, and the kids are with you. They go right over. It's like, no, let's move right along. I'm sure this many retail grocery stores are so excited to hear you say that, because it really has downplayed the importance of those wonderful canned beans, for instance, which we need to put in a lot of meals. So thank you for saying that. Your next one is about drinking water. This may surprise a few people. Go ahead and tell us about that.
Now, several years ago, the Institute of Medicine came out and debunked this myth that you must drink 64 ounces of plain water every day. But it still really hasn't caught on, that recommendation. Now, men and women who are not pregnant or nursing require between 9 and 13 cups of fluid daily, so not necessarily water. Although experts do prefer that you drink plain water, you do have to consider that any beverage, you know, milk, even coffee and tea, even the caffeinated kinds contribute fluid. So it's easier than you think to meet your quotas. And you don't have to carry that, you know, half-gallon jug around with you all day to make sure that you're fully hydrated. So if I did that, I'd be in the bathroom half the day. It's really not necessary. Now, if you do work outside and it's hot, definitely follow your thirst and drink a lot more water. If you're very active in the hot weather, you need more water. And as I said, if you're pregnant or nursing, you need more water, but most of us don't.
Yeah. Well, this one, it really is just so important. I get so sick of people sticking to this one number. I mean, we're all different. What makes people think that 64 is the number across the board for every single human being? I mean, it's so silly. So obviously, we live in different conditions. We do different activities. We eat differently. So our number should be personal, and we shouldn't have to stick to it. And I love the fact that you mentioned that all fluids count, because a lot of people forget that. Now, this last one is my favorite, personal favorite, because for so long as a dietitian, I have to be ashamed when I tell people that I do eat at night. And there's this huge myth of eating at night leads to weight gain. So tell us why that just isn't necessarily true.
Well, you and me both, because I eat dinner every night. Really, again, it goes back to that calorie budget I was talking about. You know, eating at night can lead to weight gain, yes, but only if you overdo it. And some people do, because they save all their calories up for evening, and then they just go crazy, and they overeat, and they bust their calorie salary, as I like to call it. So that's where the problem comes in. And usually you're not, breaking, you know, your budget with carrot sticks and celery and things like that, right?
No.
It's usually the pint of ice cream that you grab and sit in front of the TV, cookies, chips, candy. So it's difficult
chocolate.
To limit your calorie intake. So you need to be mindful of what you're doing throughout the day, and you don't want to go home and be really, really hungry. So I don't recommend, if you like to eat after dinner or you need to eat dinner late, people feel so guilty because they need to eat late.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just mind your total calorie budget.
That's right. And it's okay to have that little treat afterwards as long as you balanced your budget right. So thank you, Elizabeth, for letting me know I'm not the only dietitian that eats after dinner and allowing me not to feel guilty about it. Elizabeth, it has been a blast having you, and great information, great debunking of some myths that many people have looked to for so many years. I want to send everybody to your website. That's betteristhenewperfect.com. I love that. Betteristhenewperfect.com. Also, look on Amazon for her books. My Plate for Moms, A How to Feed Yourself and Your Family Better, are great books to start a collection with. For more on us, you can always look for our episodes on radiomd.com. You can find some old ones you want to listen again, or a new one to share with a friend. Thanks for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Eat well and stay well.